Smoker.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
So welcome to New York. It's Saturday night, and I'm Kevin McCullough, and that's not Stephen Baldwin. Ivan Quiñones, please come in here. Please come in here. Ivan, please sit down. You're the boss of the place.
Yes, sir.
You're in charge of everything. What do we know about where Stephen Baldwin is?
Okay, so it's like this. He was driving. And then
I was on the phone with him at 8:05 Eastern, and he said, "The car's run." Let me quote, "Brother, the car's running. I'm just taking 2 minutes extra to tell you my topic for tonight, and then I'm getting in the car and getting the rest of the way." So somehow, in an hour, he couldn't find his way here. In an hour and 1 minute to the place. You know, there's this thing on the internet. You only have to do one thing. Have you seen that meme? There's this meme. They have GIFs all over the internet, and it's like you only had one job, and it's like to spell stop on the stop sign, but he spelled spot instead. You've only got one job. It's to be here before the show starts. So, I feel good about that. So, what did he say?
So he said, "Listen, brother, I'm hauling tail to get here, but my gas gauge was jumping all over the place. I don't know what that means. So we had to slow down. So tell Kevin that I'm on my way and that he can beat me up when I get there."
I'm going to beat him up. Like, I mean about it or something. I would never think of beating up brother Stephen. Just because his movie's opening this weekend and I wanted to pay him some really nice compliments and, you know, do nice things for him. Because he only has one job with this show. Just be here. Like, he doesn't have to be here and set up the cameras or the lights or anything else. Ivan does that. Ivan Quiñones, our operations director, does all of that.
Well, and Nick and Mark and
Jack. You make sure they all do it. Yeah. But I give you the credit for all of their work. So that's now, if you want to share it, that's your business. But anyway, all right, thank you. So any idea when?
Yes. About 2 minutes ago.
Okay. Midway through the first segment.
Yes, yes.
2 minutes ago.
Two minutes ago.
Well, we hope that Stephen will be joining us at some point tonight. Anyway, welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. You know we like to have a lot of fun. In fact, today I just was stomping around in all kinds of fun. Earlier this week, my lovely bride sent me this note. It was a very cryptic note. And she said, "Kev, do you know who Matt Walsh is?" And I said, "No, I don't know anybody. I know Joe Walsh. He's a radio host in Chicago, I believe, but I don't know any Matt Walsh." And she said, "Well, you need to know about Matt Walsh." And I'm like, my wife's telling me I need to know about another man. Better find out who this man is. So she sent this note to me. And I there's probably a good chance, if you're listening tonight, that a whole bunch of you ladies in the last week have found out who this guy Matt Walsh is. I don't know anything about him. He's a blogger that started a blog, I don't know, like a week ago or a month or something like that. But he's not been doing it very long, because I went to his site and he's only got like, I don't know, 10 entries or something. But he wrote this piece that has now eclipsed all other blog pieces ever written in the universe of blogging or something like that. I don't know if that's the exact record that he's broken. But the Today Show called him, and he's booked for the Today Show this coming week. So I said, "Well, what did you like about this guy Matt Walsh? And she goes, well, he's just such a great writer. And I've published 3 books. No, he says things that I think. Right. So, anyway, I went and read the piece. And I got to tell you, then I spread it all over the internet, too, because the what he talked about and the way he put it was so brilliant. That was her word, now I'm stealing it. Brilliant that it must be discussed. And that now I know why the Today Show called him. That plus they want a complimentary mention on his 2 million blog post commenters, because one blast goes to all of them. So they're thinking strategically, too. 2 million extra viewers on Tuesday or whenever it is that he's appearing. But anyway, Matt Walsh wrote this piece last week. And the topic was so compelling that it spread virally through the interwebs. And when I went to a birthday party today, because when you have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old in the house, you go to a lot of birthday parties. It's just the way life works. You just, I got off the plane at 2 a.m., sweetie. Do I have to go? Put on your clothes. You're going in the car with your sons to the birthday party. Yes, dear, but you don't understand. Nope. They haven't seen you in 3 days because I was in Los Angeles at the Talkers Convention. So we went to the birthday party. And while I'm there, I'm talking to these moms. And I said, did you see the Matt Walsh piece? Oh, my goodness. I saw the Matt Walsh piece. I couldn't believe what he said. I thought it was just so like a... I'm like, okay. Silly question to ask, but I asked it anyway. So I start this conversation with them. And one says to me, yeah, that was the one about the stay-at-home moms versus the working moms piece, right? And I was like, yeah. She goes, yeah. And what ensued was this conversation that went back and forth for like 20 minutes. Some animation in the faces of the ladies participating in it. But it was something that I had not heard argued about since I was a kid. But I can tell with Matt Walsh getting 2 million whoever's to his column and the moms reacting the way they did at the birthday party that I was at today, that there was this element of nerve that it had not only just touched, but it just like sent shockwaves through. So what I want to do is I want to talk about that. Stay-at-home moms versus working moms. Now, see, just in how I just said that right there, all of a sudden, hair is standing up on the back of some ladies' heads. It's going, what do you mean, stay-at-home moms versus working moms? But that's, it's not flattering, and it's not even accurate, but that's how the debate is being set up between these two groups of people. And I want to know your feelings on it, but I'm going to read you some of Matt's piece, because this guy literally became an overnight blogger of the year, sensation, viral, Today Show, inviting him on, et cetera, just from this one piece. And the title of it, you got to love it, the title of it, you're a stay-at-home mom, ? What do you do all day, ? So we'll get into that in just a second. But before we go to our first break, with 2 minutes to spare before the commercial break, Stevie B is in the house.
I slept 14 hours last night.
Yeah, good for you. That doesn't remove you from the fact that I spoke with you at an hour and 1 minute before showtime.
Yes.
And I quote, brother, the car's running. I'm just taking a second to tell you my topic.
Correct.
I'm in the car. I'm on my way. Promise you.
Yeah.
Because I even said in the middle of the conversation, don't you think you should be en route to, the studios? Because I was concerned at that point in time. At an hour out, that we were not going to make showtime.
Yeah. And a mile from my house, I asked myself...
Okay, here it comes.
No. I asked myself the question, why did you take the Jeep? You have 2 other much better working vehicles, blah, 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 blah. And when we come back, if you want to hear my sob story, I'll give it to you.
What? Does it matter?
Well, it
You know, our good
should.
Friend Danny Johnson says... There's 2 responses to everything in life, results and excuses. Which camp do you put yourself in today? That's what Danny Johnson says.
Well, and Danny Godlover is someone who is reasonable.
Now he's going to. Who diss would, Danny, watch this. He's going to diss our friend Danny Johnson.
Go no, ahead. I'm not. She's a rational, reasonable human being, unlike you, who never accepts any excuse.
Well, no, you just have to not be using them 40 out of 52 weeks a year. That's my concern. Give me more than 12 weeks a year on time, then we can have that.
You got a good point.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's 40 out of 52, but you got a good point.
What if I told you we've been keeping a journal?
Well, that would be scary. But like if I asked you to make a phone call 5 minutes after James threw your phone in the swimming pool, you'd have an excuse. Right?
No, that would be a legitimate reason. It would have been scientifically impossible.
So you're being presumptuous now that I don't have a legitimate reason.
Correct. I don't think you time planned properly to get here on time.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
He's giving up. Forget it.
And I'll
explain
it
now.
It's all rational.
We're not going to talk about Steven starting this all night tonight. We're going to take your phone calls and have fun. 888-340-3373. But we're in the house. And, you know, Stephen made it within the first 15 minutes of airtime.
Praise the Lord.
That's almost on time.
Praise the Lord.
Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold-temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I realize in the world of Stephen Baldwin, that may be a flexible question. But it's in Baldwin fact, every Saturday night between 9 p.m. Eastern and 11 p.m. Eastern.
Am I in America?
Everyone on our staff, except Stephen, you can guarantee are going to be on the air for those full 2 hours. He'll make most of it. Okay. Most weeks.
Now I can hear myself.
Sometimes.
I got this fancy headset. Unlike you, you have like a...
You have an excuse for this now, too?
Yeah. There's a little button here that goes on and off.
And who should be responsible for turning your button on?
That would be me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Grand Poobah.
I'm trying... Because, you know, I've been studying the life of celebrity, and it's a weird existence, truly.
You can say that
again! In every regard. Like this. Just a philosophical question for the night. If you host a show on MSNBC on Friday, but no one saw it, did it really appear? I don't know. It's a philosophical thing. It's like a tree falling in the woods. It's like Uncle Si. Iced tea. Is it sweet or is it not? Who can know these things?
There's a new commercial about like Esurance or something where a tree falls in the woods and they ask...
And did somebody actually hear it?
Well, the tree did, and that's the point of the commercial. Let's not hurt the feelings of the tree.
All I know is that Megyn Kelly took Rachel Maddow and Alec Baldwin and threw them down the chute of TV infamy last night because she's past O'Reilly in her primetime slot. 2.1 million her debut night.
Well, she's brilliant.
And every night since then.
She's extremely talented.
So, you know, everybody in cable news is like,
ooh. But why do you say that? Was Alec on?
I didn't his show debut last night?
I have no idea.
I think it did.
I should know that, but but I'm focused on trying to get her on time.
Well, maybe not so much, but yeah. So anyway, congrats to Megan because it was a big week for her.
So this program is called Baldwin McCullough Live.
That's it.
That would be me, Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. Actor, and for the 50th actor, time, it's actor, not Alec Baldwin.
Actor extraordinaire. And Kevin McCullough.
Who does... nothing.
The man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man. Remember that? Yeah,
I'm not the Great Oz. That sounded like Darth Vader vomiting.
But you know how they're
mask.
All. You know how everybody in the movie's like scared of everything that's going on.
Who are you
on?
Talking to? Camera's over here.
Oh, I got
to talk to your viewer.
Oh, hey, how you doing? So this is Baldwin McCullough Live, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373.
As you can tell, it's a very structured show.
Fifth year of the program, I now have the phone number memorized, 888-340-3373.
And I give it up for that. I mean, you know, five years
in.
The
first 2.5 years, I was late 40 out of 52 weeks a year.
He's now cut it's back like... 37.6. He's making strides,
that's
people.
That's not true.
He's making strides.
So you said we're going to talk about stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
And
well, before we do that, I do have a couple of questions for you, because if people have followed you on Twitter, they know that you just walked in the door from India.
Correct.
And just give me the thumbnail. What happened? Why were you there? What, you know, what was cool about it?
Okay, there is no thumbnail. There is simply, I went
and save it till the top of the next hour. At the top of the next hour, Stephen will be telling us the non-thumbnail version.
That's
of
the better way
what
to
he
it.
Did. In India this last week, besides eat curry, because I'm pretty darn sure he had a plate or two.
Or five, or ten.
16 per day, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Anyway. Boy, was that food yummy.
Boiler.
What?
I bet you even had Kenya saying boiler.
Kenya was boilering out, bro.
Rubbing the boiler.
Kenya thinks she gained 10 pounds in a week.
Well, she could do that, and nobody would notice.
Right.
So, anyway, you have a lovely...
But I look pretty good, right? I watched
my weight.
I'm not
answering that question.
I watched my girlish figure.
I'm not answering it. Girlish? Whatever. I'm not answering those questions.
Why?
Because...
You look great.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You have your nice, spiffy, white shirt on.
He's just trying to get me to say the same thing back to him. That's all it is. No, you look totally ripped, dude. Now we sound like the gayest show on radio and television.
Oh, boy.
No, you look... Quite spiffy, Stevie.
But I got my, like, India scruff yeah. going. I was going to shave for the
did
show.
Did you not take a razor?
I figured if I shaved, I'd be even later. So I better just forego.
Well, you know, yeah. it's all shades of gray at this point. Yeah, so we're talking about stay-at-home moms. Was your mom a stay-at-home mom?
My mom was mostly
growing
a stay-at-home
okay.
mom.
When you guys were little?
When we were little.
When all six of you were
and Kenya, my
running
wife,
around biting ankles?
Is a full-blown stay-at-home mom.
The whole time?
And intercessory prayer person. She does prayer ministry over the phone
right,
for a lot of people,
right,
so
right.
she's home a lot doing that. But she believes wholeheartedly in the traditional, you know, occupation of stay home, be there for your husband, your children, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So this kid, Matt Walsh, who evidently does a radio show, or maybe it's an internet radio show or something, I don't know. No, it's a real radio show. He's on WLAP, wherever that is. He writes this blog post. He does this thing. It goes berserk last week. How much time? 3 minutes. Okay, I'll try to make the most of this.
What's the name, Matt?
Matt Walsh.
Right.
The Matt Walsh blog is all you gotta,
got to,
that's the URL.com. Okay, so here's what he writes on October the 9th, which was Thursday or Friday? One of those days. Friday. Thursday. Wednesday, maybe. Remember, nobody knew who he was, and then he writes what I'm about to read to you. He says, it happened twice in a week. They were both women. Anyone ought to have more class than this, but women, especially women, should darn well know better. Last week, I, being Matt Walsh, was at the pharmacy, and a friendly lady approached. Hey, Matt, how are those little ones doing? Great, they're doing very well. Thanks for asking. Good to hear. How about your wife? Is she back at work yet? Well, she's hard at home. She's working hard at home taking care of the kids. By the way, they had twins. But she's not going back into the workforce, if that's what you mean. Oh, fun. That must be nice. Fun. It's a lot of hard work. Rewarding, yes. Fun, not always. It's twins. This one wasn't in your face. It was only quietly presumptuous and subversively condescending. The next incident occurred today at the coffee shop. It started in a similar fashion. A friendly exchange about how things are coming along with the babies. The conversation quickly derailed when the women hit me with this. So is your wife staying at home permanently? Permanently? Well, for the foreseeable future, she will be raising the kids full time, yes. Yeah, mine is 14 now, but I've had a career the whole time as well. I can't imagine being a stay-at-home mom. I would get so antsy. Giggles. What does she do all day? Oh, says Matt. Just absolutely everything. What do you do all day? Me? I work. Matt responds, my wife never stops working. Meanwhile, it's the middle of the afternoon, and we're both at a coffee shop. I'm sure my wife would love to have time to sit down and drink a coffee. It's nice to get a break, isn't it? He says, to the point, the conversation ended less amicably than it began. He says, look, I don't cast aspersions on women who work outside of the home. I understand that many of them are forced into it because they are single mothers or because one income simply isn't enough to meet the financial needs of their family. Or they just choose to because that's what they want to do. Fine. I also understand that most professional women aren't rude, pompous, and smug like the two I met recently. But I don't want to sing kumbaya right now. I want to kick our backwards materialistic societies in the shins and say, get your freaking head on straight, society. This conversation shouldn't be necessary. And he says, we've gone in the other direction, a disease instead of obstacles. Stay-at-home moms versus working moms, your calls next, 888-340-3373.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
MuchGood.com. Well, whether you're joining us tonight on 338 great radio stations, Sirius XM, Biz Television, or the UAN Television Network, we are glad that you're with us. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin. Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of the show. BaldwinMcCullough.com is the website. You can actually watch the show from that site as well. And we're grateful that you're with us. A beautiful, perfect autumn day in the New York City area, and we are glad to be coming to you. We're talking about why working moms seemingly resent stay-at-home moms. This was the observation of a blogger who wrote a post. Nobody knew who he was, and in overnight, more than 2 million people shared his thing on Facebook. He's going to be on the Today Show sometime this next week after just issuing this one story. Let me give you two paragraphs of this. He says, the people who completely immerse themselves in the tiring, thankless, profoundly important job of raising children ought to be put on a pedestal. We ought to revere them and admire them like we admire rocket scientists and war heroes. These women are doing something beautiful and complicated and challenging and terrifying and painful and joyous and essential. Whatever they are doing, they are doing something. and our civilization depends on them doing it well. Who else can say such a thing? One other job carries with it such consequences. It's true, being a mom isn't a job, he says. A job is something you do for part of the day, and then you stop doing. You get a paycheck. You have unions and benefits and break rooms. I've had many jobs. It's nothing spectacular or mystical. I don't understand why we've elevated the workforce to this hallowed status. Where do we get our idea of it? The Communist Manifesto? Having a job is necessary for some. It is for me, he says. But it isn't liberating or empowering. Whatever your job is, you are expendable. You are a number. You are a calculation. You are a servant. You can be replaced, and you will be replaced eventually. Am I being harsh? No. I'm being someone who has a job. I'm being real. Then he says this. If your mother quit her role as a mother, entire lives would be turned upside down. Society would suffer greatly. The ripples of that tragedy would be felt for generations. If she quit her job as a computer analyst, she'd be replaced in 4 days and nobody would care. Same goes for you and me. We have freedom and power in the home, not the office. But we are zombies, so we cannot see that. Yes, my wife is just a mother. Just. She just brings forth life into the universe, and she just shapes and molds and raises those lives. She just manages, directs, and maintains the workings of the household while caring for children who just rely on her for everything. She just teaches our twins how to be human beings as they grow. She will just train them in all things from morals to manners to the ABCs to hygiene, etc. She is just my spiritual foundation and the rock on which our family is built. She is just everything to everyone, and society would just fall apart at the seams if she and her fellow moms failed in any of the tasks I outlined. Yes, she is just a mother, which is sort of like looking at the sky and saying, hey, it's just the sun. Now you know why this dude got 2 million shares. But here's the question, and I brought this up at a birthday party that I went to today, and the women were split in the area where we were talking. Do working women resent stay-at-home moms? Do workforce women? Ah, much better word, Kevin. Yes, let's use that. In fact, Nick, put that on the screen. Do workforce women resent stay-at-home moms? Because the implication of the condescension that Matt Walsh got in those two interchanges with women that asked when his wife was going to go back to work seemed to indicate that. Now, Steve, this is the first you've seen this blog or reacted to it. What's your observation of it?
I think what you read, what stands out the most to me, if I, you know, am able to observe what all is going on in America today,
mm-hmm.
he says, and society depends on them.
Right.
Well, wait a second. Because apparently, where we're at in America today, society does not any longer depend on the foundations and the traditions that got us here.
Like family.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the Kairos moment in Matt Walsh's existence, because now, from this reaction, you know, his life will never be the same. He'll
right.
be catapulted into whatever, and God bless him. And by the way, I disagree. I'm sure some people knew who Matt Walsh was a little bit prior to this Kairos
moment.
Just
not on the scale that they're going to know
right.
after he's on the
I
Today
understand.
Show.
But my wife is a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And really doesn't get into arguments with people in her existence about what she does and how she does it. Because I've had many people say to my wife in the last 15, 20 years, well, what do you mean you don't work? Why don't you? She says, well, I'm a mom. That's my job. That's the job I've chosen.
I'm definitely working.
Amen.
I'm not drawing a paycheck for it, but it's a lot of work.
Well, of course.
So here's my question, and we've got 30 seconds to get to this break, and then I just want to buzz the phone lines. I want to take your calls and have you react. And women, if you call, you get to go to the front of the line tonight, because the more women we chat with about this, the more relevant this conversation will be. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Is there a resentment in the workforce or amongst women today between workforce women and stay-at-home moms? Workforce moms, stay-at-home moms. Professional women, stay-at-home moms. Is there resentment? 888-34... Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends, AMAC.
the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org. With Kevin.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough.
Yo.
The number is 888-340-3373. We got a
simple question. Simple question. Why do workforce moms resent stay-at-home moms? 888-340-3373.
Because that's what has happened now to this blogger, Matt Walsh. He got into a conversation, and it just blew up.
Right.
Where he felt as though it was his right to defend his wife and basically say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not okay for my wife to just be a stay-at-home mom?
Let me read the final two paragraphs of his piece. He says, of course, not all women can be at home full-time. It's one thing to acknowledge that. So he does. He says it's quite another to paint it as ideal. To call it the ideal is to claim that children ideally would spend less time around their mothers. And he said, this is madness, pure madness. It isn't. And it isn't neutral. The more time a mother can spend raising her kids, the better. The better for them, the better for their souls, the better for the community, right. The better for humanity, period.
But
finally, he says, it's probably true that stay-at-home moms have some downtime. People who work outside the home have downtime, too. In fact, there are many, many jobs that consist primarily of downtime with little spurts of menial activity strewn throughout. In any case, I'm not looking to get into a fight about who is busier. We seem to value our time so little that we find our worth based on how little we have of it. In other words, we've idolized being busy and confused it with being important. You can be busy but unimportant, but you can just be unimportant but not busy. I don't know who is busiest. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I think it's safe to say that none of us are as busy as we think we are, and however busy we actually are, it's probably more than we need to be.
On a common
last statement, he says, and this is the end of the article, we get a lot of things wrong in our culture, but when all is said and done and our civilization crumbles into ashes, we are going to most regret the way we treated mothers and children.
Correct.
And that's his bottom line.
Yeah, because breaking that all down, what's happening in America is, let the kids at a younger age fend for themselves. America's changing. The idea of the traditional, oh, be there for your kids, be at home, hug them, love them. Now, workforce moms are on the rise like never before. And we all have to now compromise the fact that that's what's happening culturally and sociologically in America. It's no longer the important thing to be the mom and dad who's there for your kids and love them. Hey, they got an app for that now, don't
you? Yeah.
Your loving mom and dad. Download the app.
The iPad mini parenting course.
Right.
Okay, here's what we want to know. It's very simple. And ladies, if you call, you're going to get front of the line status. So guys, don't be mad about that. But we want to hear from as many women as possible on Baldwin McCullough tonight. Very simple idea. Why do workforce moms have condescension, resentment, a way of looking down upon stay-at-home moms? Why does that happen? Maybe you're a workforce mom. Maybe you have reasons why you don't like stay-at-home moms. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you feel this all the time. Or maybe you're in one of those categories and you think that it's blatantly untrue that this guy who wrote this blog is out to lunch and that Stephen and I are complete chauvinist pigs. If you think that, you get right to front of the line status.
Or maybe.
Because we want to talk to you. Because we're not going to address the chauvinist pig part. Because we would just plead the fifth on grounds of not incriminating ourselves.
Or maybe the workforce mom just feels that the stay-at-home mom is weaker. That she's just...
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the thoughts are, is there tension there? And if so, why is it there? At the birthday party I was at today, one mom was a stay-at-home mom. One mom was a working mom, wished she could be a stay-at-home mom, but can't financially. The third mom has worked almost the whole time. She does about equal sharing duties because her husband works 4 days a week. She works three. They trade off on the time when who watches what, so they've always got at least one parent there. But we want to know from you, is there tension between workforce moms and stay-at-home moms? And if so, why? Why do workforce moms resent stay-at-home moms? Why do they feel the need to condescend when talking to people like Matt about his wife, who just had twins? Come on, give her a break, for crying out loud. You push two babies out of your body at the same time? I don't think so. I never. So I don't have any. I'm not going to criticize her under any circumstance.
The other thing that's changed philosophically in America is the workforce mom works to have more of her own money to do the things she wants.
Maybe
to.
Not. That's probably true. But there's also an element of I'm just doing it for the family so that we can have more.
Right.
So that the family can have more. But there are those that are working because they need it to scrap and to get by. So what's your thought on that? 888-340-3373. I got to believe there's three people in all of America on two television networks and 300 radio stations and satellite radio that there's at least three people that have opinions on this. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to John calling from Cleveland, Ohio on line one, listening to Family Talk on Sirius XM. Hi, John.
Hello, Mr. Baldwin and Mr. McCullough. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for your call.
You know, I was raised by an stay-at-home mom, and one of the things I learned that isn't a job, it's a calling from the Lord. And I think what has happened is that the workforce moms, as you call it, I think they're angry maybe, and maybe they're maybe they're jealous because I call them the stay-at-home rocks. You know, like they built, you know, we build our house on a rock, a solid foundation.
Right.
They're the ones, like you said, that keep our stuff together. And, you know, that's what I think is happening. But I do got a question for both of you, and I want to hear your opinion.
Okay.
What about the moms that serve their country in the capacity of the military, keeping us safe, and the moms and dads? And Mr. Baldwin, I almost had a chance to meet you when I was out west, but I got blocked by one of your bodyguards. I wanted to say God bless you. I'm serious about that.
I'm sorry,
you're
brother.
On the phone. No, you know what? Don't
well,
even worry
look
about
him
it.
Straight in the
you
camera and shake his hand, Stephen. Look him straight, okay. Straight in the camera and shake his hand. There you
okay,
go.
God bless you, Baldwin.
Thank
John.
You. Thank you, John.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously there's moms that have to work. But I think that last paragraph I read from Matt was kind of what it hit on. It's one thing to acknowledge there's a need for moms to work at times mm-hmm. in life and in society. It's another thing to say that's the ideal. And the modern feminist would say it's more ideal for a woman to have a career than to be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And that's where the rub comes from. At least in my opinion. But what do you think? That's what we're really interested in. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We've got three phone lines open, 888-340-3373, and we are eager to hear from you, 888-340-3373. And if you're a woman, if you're female, regardless if you're stay-at-home or workforce, you get front-of-the-line status. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
SeaWorld.com.
you doing? It's Baldwin McCullough Live, the greatest 2 hours in the intergalactic realm of humanity. There is
Steven
no better...
doesn't have any problem overselling anything,
yeah,
ever.
There is no better place that you can spend these 2 hours on a Saturday night than right here with myself and Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. And this guy, Matt Walsh, he's a blogger.
Now just, a superstar.
Yeah, just he's going to be on the Today Show. I love when that happens to guys.
Like just out of the blue.
And hopefully this will lead to him standing up and sticking up for what he believes
well,
in.
Well, it's funny because he puts this out there, 2 million people write it, and then he gets invited on the Today Show, and people are like, oh, wait a minute, are you a conservative? And he's evidently written another piece that I haven't read yet that said, basically, are you surprised that I'm a Jesus-loving, praying, church-going, tax-paying, you know, hard-working, independent entrepreneur that wants the government to stay out of my life? Well, shame on you for thinking that I would have been anything other than that.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Let's go to the phone, and let's talk to line two, Elaine, calling from Florida. Elaine, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I'm very pleased to be on your show.
Thank you.
I would like to say that this question has been around for a long time.
Yes.
I remember it popping up in the 60s and the 80s. And I don't think that the word should be resenting the women in business resenting. It's more that they're envious of those women who can stay at home. After all, change is here, and we do have to deal with it. But so often, kids our days are being forced to depend upon their peers for answers that should be coming from their parents, the mother primarily,
mm-hmm.
and the mother is not around. I think that it could be argued over and over and over again, but Kevin Walsh's statements are right on the mark.
Yeah. No, but and he just has had the brashness to say it and not to apologize for it, which is kind of unique. Elaine, let me ask, I want to dig down just a little bit more on your observation, because you said it's not resentment, it's envy. What are they jealous of?
I truly believe that a woman's instinct is to be at home with her children, raising them and taking care of the family, their husbands. And
so why is it such a bad, horrible thing to say that today? Why are there forces that say you're somehow bigoted in your thinking if you believe that to be true?
Well, I think that they don't know any differently. If they had the opportunity to be in the position of, let's call them, household executive.
There you go. I like that.
they would genuinely know and see the difference.
Elaine, thank you for your thoughts. I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're just out of time for this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.